pow, 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 pow.
Podcast number 101, testing, testing. Mike Jones, Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones.
Nobody knows that.
That was pretty good. No, if we have some younger viewers, they probably don't know what the hell that is.
Like, what is that? Is that a sex position? My man hasn't tried the Mike Jones on me.
Dude, how hard is it going to be for me not to use the 101 Dalmatians picture for this week's cover art?
Not very. If you don't use that, you fail. What shit would it be?
I'm going to put you as Cruella de Vil or some shit. I should put us as the two guys that are always trying to catch the dogs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that'll work. Right? Yeah. I don't remember those guys' names. What, like Ren and Stimpy or something?
Some shit like that. Anyways, what's going on, dog? Another week. We had a pretty fun... I listened to last week's podcast, and it was pretty fucking funny. I'm not going to lie.
Like, I thought so.
I think we did pretty good for number 100.
Number 200, we'll have a hooker.
Jesus. You're going to pay for that on your own, right?
Yeah.
Going directly to the whatchamacallit, right?
Yeah, we knew that.
All right, cool. Anyways, yeah, man. You're going to have to pay for that one. So I was laughing though, cause like I was listening to it in that one part where Mystery Girl was talking about that dude flexing, and I was just like, well, in that dude's defense though.
Yeah, man, that's how you are hilarious. All the time.
I'm just like, you gotta just show off them triceps.
You're like, oh yeah, that's it. It's right there.
Hey man, all I'm trying to do is defend for the make a defense for those that are not here to defend themselves. Okay. All right, that's all I'm saying.
I mean, I guess you got to.
On a different note, did you hear about this chick who lost a briefcase with like $170,000? Did you hear about this shit?
No, where'd she do that?
I have no fucking idea. This was something that I heard about on the radio, and honestly, it could be not true, but I'm going to pretend it is for the sake of this topic on the podcast. So apparently this chick had $175,000 with her on some briefcase for some fucking reason, all right? And she lost it, which makes me think that this lady has money. Because nobody that doesn't have money doesn't protect that kind of money with their life, okay?
That's a good point.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'll give you a better example. When I go to Cali to get some tattoo work done, the moment I go to a bank and I pull some cash out, and it's not $170,000, all right? It's nowhere near that amount of money. Nowhere near. But anytime I have more than like a certain amount on me, I get a certain level of defenseless, right? Like, I turn into one of those dudes. Like, I pretend like I'm one of those dudes that works in one of those armored trucks, and I gotta like defend my shit for my job. Like, my mindset goes there. And if I had, like, when I have a small amount of money on me, like then when I have to get that tattoo work done, if anybody comes at me too aggressively, they might get stabbed.
Wow, man, that's aggressive. Like,
they might get stabbed, yeah. So that just tells me that chick must have money to just lose something in a briefcase. Like, why wouldn't that be on your person? $175,000? You know what I could buy with that kind of money?
I mean, that's a great deal of money.
That's a lot of fucking money. You could buy a house in that money.
Yeah.
You could buy a fucking house off
I mean, of the other way to look at it is that she was trying to smuggle that money in the country.
I guess, man.
Maybe she's like a drug dealer or something.
I've never seen $175,000. And so
I gotta assume it's all in hundreds, right? Or maybe you're like,
I guess.
I want some in dollars, want some in fives.
Like, why wouldn't you like have a person with you at that point?
She was the person. That was her one job.
The only way
her one job
I'd be okay with this scenario is if this is Black Widow or some shit and she can take care of herself.
See,
and Ultron came out and had to take her out, and that's why she lost the briefcase.
No, the problem was, the dude probably gave her the money to take care of. The host spent it all, so she's like, "Oh, I lost it."
But all of a sudden, they got appointments for boob jobs.
Yeah, these Louis Vuittons, though. You like these? They're nice, huh?
Yeah, I found them.
No, dude had to bust a nut on my feet for them. That's cool.
Dude, I still want to get females' responses on that because most women I talk to agreed that they would let that happen just so they can get some nice shoes. That's hilarious.
Busting that on your foot.
I guess for a woman, like, it's not that big of a deal, right? You just go and, you know, hose down your feet.
I mean, you're probably going to have it in your mouth anyway, so now it's on your foot.
Wow. I guess.
You're going to have a daycare in your mouth anyway, so.
It was Ruben, right? You know it'd be in your mouth, right?
Yeah.
If it was you, you'd be like, shit, yeah, you better assume the position.
Yeah, you're about to have this daycare in your mouth, so, you know.
Yeah, man. I listened to that thing on the radio, and I was like, well, first of all, either this is BS, or two, this lady is a complete moron. Like, a complete moron.
Probably a complete moron.
Because I can't imagine losing that kind of money. That kind of money, like, losing that kind of money hurts my balls. That's a fucking house, dog.
Yeah.
I could buy 2 GTRs with that.
Yeah.
I could buy, like, 15 Zs with that.
Yeah.
I could buy, I don't know, man. I could buy a lot of shit. Who's this goofy fucking dude in the back of this van? There's a dude's, like, face drawn on the back of this van.
That dude's face looks like, oh, it's on the side of it, too.
Complete mechanical. Okay, apparently this dude.
That dude's face looks like a giant dick, and they put some hair on the shaft.
Wow. Descriptive. I guess you want to let people know what it looks like.
I
want to
let people know what we're looking at, man, you know?
I guess.
Know what's up. Hey, you know what I got up and running this week?
Oh, what?
I got the official email of this.
For the podcast.
Podcast.
I will apologize and say you are not about that bullshit.
No.
You literally got that email done before the release of the podcast.
That's right.
I just was not able to get it up because it was so close to me going to bed and sleeping. And I didn't go back and edit it. So now, moving forward, look down below in the description.
That's right.
And you'll be able to see the email, which is filtered, by the way, by Mystery Girl.
That's right.
And
I got no affiliation with it whatsoever. You can ask all your deep personal questions. She will filter them out.
And bring us the questions.
Bring us the questions so you can feel comfortable.
And as a woman, she will understand the weird way you probably write your long-winded emails.
Yeah.
And explain them to
us. All your fucking talking. I'm not about that. We're about action, man, right? Ain't that
right? That's right, dog. That's right.
I'm about putting dick to mouth or wherever you want it.
Damn, son.
I'm a little aggressive because earlier one of my old coworkers invited me for, you know, I guess she was selling candles or something. And so, fuck, there's a lot of traffic here. This shit looks like GTA. Oh, fuck, that bus just cut off that fucking old school Toyota Camry.
Dude, this thing's getting in my lane. We're going to die here. Anyways.
So, I guess she was selling candles or whatever. So, she was having like a little get together at her place to sell candles. Apparently, that's her side business. You know, I sell pops on the side. She sells candles. I'm like, that's a weak-ass side business, but whatever. But she said there's going to be drinks there, so my mouth was already starting to water.
You're like, that's why I'm going.
My liver was starting to quench a little bit. It's like, no, we can't handle that. I'm like, shut up, liver. Dude, this bus is fucking savage.
He's cutting people off, man.
But then I went outside. I'm like, it's too fucking hot. I don't want to go down here to where she's at.
So, not just that. Like, I've been to some of those parties where they invite you over just because they're trying to get a whole bunch of people there to sell shit to them. They're fucking annoying.
Yeah.
I've been to, like, a Tupperware version of that because it was, like, a friend of the family. Yeah. I went to one of those. And I went to one that was, like, I didn't go to this one, actually, now that I think about it. I was just discussing this with somebody that went. But there was, like, apparently chicks that sell, like, sex toys and stuff.
Yeah.
And they get a whole bunch of chicks together to buy sex toys.
Yeah.
And I knew a girl, in fact, one of the girls I've probably mentioned on this podcast, that she went to that thing and she bought some shit. And we may or may not have tried those things on later.
I'll say, damn, so you're not fulfilling the need?
No, it wasn't like...
You're just like, oh...
It wasn't any phallic object.
You're like, hey, baby, you know what would be cool? Fucking cock ring.
Wow! Oh, are those the ones that, like, you put on your dick and it, like, stops it from getting bigger? So it hurts or some shit?
I'm not sure, man.
Are they the ones that vibrate? I never get those.
I think it's the one that vibrates.
Those I've seen those things, like, at the condom aisle. I don't know why I would see them at the condom aisle.
Fuck.
But I've seen those at the condom aisle at, like, a Walmart or Walgreens.
Oh, the ones that vibrate? I thought you meant the one that stops your dick from...
No,
I'm like,
not
fuck.
Those are some...
That's extreme.
That's some kinky shit. No, I've seen the ones that, like, vibrate. I'm like, this can't be a big deal. Like, if anything, it's probably better for the chick, right? Because it's not like a stroke in your dick.
Yeah, it's not fucking doing anything for me.
No, it's just...
My cell phone vibrates. Never I put against my shaft and been like, oh yeah, this is it.
Yeah, call me again. No. Apparently it's probably better for the chick because once you're inside, it probably gives them a little extra stimulus. It probably reminds them of the time they like sit on the dryer for no reason at all. And they just like the whole drying cycle, they're just sitting on it for no reason.
Yeah.
Probably reminds them of that, except they have a phallic object inside of them.
Yeah.
Wow, this podcast went sideways quick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was talking to this one girl for a while. And we were at the community college, and I was like, I think I had pulled up in my car. I was like, yo, I'm here to get you, ho. Let's go.
Wow.
That's how I do.
Aggressive.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I can't. My dad's coming to pick me up. I'm like, tell that
You're
fucking...
like, that's me, baby. That's what at least you should be calling
me. I'm like, tell that old man, get the fuck out the way. Damn.
That girl almost clipped me.
Yeah. I tell that old man, get the fuck out the way. I'm here. She's like, no, he doesn't know I'm seeing you. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, all right, well, I'll just sit here for a while and then fucking I'll leave. Or I'll leave when you leave. She's like, all right. So I guess one of her friends came out and she's like, oh, you should come to my party. She's like, oh, okay, what kind of party? This is a good Christian girl, by the way. So she's like, oh, what kind of party? She's like, oh, it's a passion party. And she's like, what is that?
I think, oh, shit.
And she's like, oh, it's one where we have sex toys and shit. And so this good Christian girl was like, she's like, what? And so the other girl was explaining to her what it was. I'm just fucking on the corner fucking laughing hysterically because she didn't know what any of this shit was.
So did she end up going?
No, she didn't go.
That's hilarious.
She went home and prayed.
She came back with like a giant big black BBC phallic object.
No.
Wiggling it. She's like, I've already tried it.
No, she
changed my life.
No, she went home and prayed, like lit some candles.
Wow.
Probably
really
prayed,
Christian.
Prayed to Mormon God or whatever.
Wow.
John Smith, is that him? That guy from Pocahontas?
I thought you were going to say John Snow.
Yeah, John Snow, yeah. Whatever John you want to pray to.
Yeah, I don't like those things, man, because it feels like peer pressure. And then, you know, if
wait,
you know,
the BBC?
No, I'm talking about going back to the original topic of going to one of these, like, shopping party things.
Parties, yeah.
Because especially if you know, like the one I went to, the Tupperware one, mm-hmm. like I knew the person that was selling all this shit, and I felt obligated to buy something because they were like a friend or family friend or whatever. And I was like, I guess I'll buy something. Like I do meal prep and cook a lot of shit and take to work, but like I don't feel like spending $35 for this fucking plastic thing.
Well, that's what I was going to do. I was going to be the first, because after work, I was, just gonna go over there. I was gonna be there like kind of early, and then I was gonna stay there for about an hour, buy something, and fucking dip out. But man, it was too fucking hot, and I actually had to work today, so I was like, nah, I'm good. So I just told her I was working late, and I'm like, yeah, fuck it. It's not like I probably won't see you again, and I'm pretty close with all my old coworkers, so it's not like I won't see them again. Like my old boss said, she was having a Halloween party once they finished building her house, so.
I'm assuming it's going to be near Halloween?
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. I thought she was just going to, like, finish the house next week. And she's like, Halloween party.
I mean, she
July.
Said it would be, done in around July. So she might have a fucking party then, too.
Random.
Who knows? So, yeah. I think last time I saw my old boss. Actually, I just saw my old coworkers, like, 2 weeks ago.
I know. I was going to say.
I don't work with these people anymore. I just saw them all last 2 weeks ago.
What's going on with you and that chick that you were talking to?
What the fuck?
Where's my fucking update?
Yeah, here's your update. So I was like, yo, I'm trying to get this second date with you, ho. And she was like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. But right now I can't afford a babysitter. So, oh, well, too bad. Can't.
That's the problem with having kids, dog.
See, you took that very rationally. I took that as this bitch trying to don't want a second date. So I'm like, fine, fuck it, move on.
No, I think when you have kids, especially a lot of them, and you're not well off financially, it is a fucking huge burden. Like, you know, we know people that have kids, and it's just like it's an ordeal, man. It changes things.
Yeah, I mean that's true too, but also. I knew she was working this week. I didn't get paid last week, so it wasn't going to be last week. And then she's working this week, so maybe I'll ask her again this week sometime.
We'll in the meantime, you should be hitting up other chicks. What happened to that one milfy chick you sent me a photo of? You were like, oh, I checked out this chick for more. What happened to her?
I keep in contact with her, too.
Yeah, man, hit her up. Be like, hey, we should hang out.
You got all kinds of kids.
Well, she's like, her kids are older, right?
No. Yeah, her kids are a little bit older. I think they're like in third grade.
They don't require a babysitter.
Man, truth be told, her kids probably do need a babysitter. She's just savage as fucking. It's like, nah, you guys fucking...
You guys can do it.
You guys can do it. So, yeah. She's hot as fuck, though.
Yeah, man, hit her up. I'm not... Look, we've said this on the podcast a million times, man. Like, you got to date to get to know people. To see what you like, what you don't like, what's okay in a relationship, what you're willing to tolerate, what you're not. I mean, relationships are fucking hard.
Yeah, man, speaking of... Are you fucking in this car, man? There's a lot of fingerprints on this window.
Your dog, you know, shit gets popping. Shit gets popping off. And sometimes you gotta, you know...
Grab the window?
Yeah. You gotta, like, get a good stable base because you're just in deep ecstasy.
Damn,
where you
that's
just,
that Super Saiyan dude.
Yeah, that you gotta do it, man. You got
bitches so delirious, they're trying to grab on to the window. A smooth surface.
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's fucking dick goals right there, man.
Dick goals. That's a new shirt right there. Dick goals.
Like, I can just go down on you for 90 minutes, but this dude right here to my left, just make you see stars. Just put you in...
You know what I'm saying?
Put you in that Super Mario world.
Truth be told, though, in all honesty, like, I'm gonna dry spell, dog. I'm gonna dry spell.
Like, it's been weeks.
It's been a while.
It's been 2 weeks. I'm been the hardest 2 weeks of my life.
I'm starting to see, like, chicks in, like short shorts, because getting hot as fuck out here, and I'm like,
You're like, oh, is that his shoulder?
I'm like, oh, man, she's got short sleeves.
Dude, I'm dyslexic as fuck. I read that sign wrong. I thought it said north and wet. I was like, what?
Apparently, you're hitting a drier spell than I am.
Oh, it's been a little bit.
But yeah, I'm like, I've been, I was gonna say shooting blanks. That's not the right fucking
that's
expression.
Fucking goals too.
I'm saying not shooting. I'm just stuck on shooting blanks.
Yeah.
Fucking diet soda. It's I'm just been hitting a dry spell, dog. I've been hitting a dry spell. It's been a while.
My memory's going, man. I opened up my, cause I'm not gay, so I don't drink out of straws. So opened up my cup right now out of the lid, and I just see something clear in there. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Did I get Sprite? No, I got water.
Yeah, water, dog.
And I'm like, what?
Get happened? It together, son.
Fucking magic is this? Dark magic is this?
I feel like I'm gonna need a fucking snack, dog.
We should go to this GameStop up here, and you can find a snack around there.
Where is that?
All right. So not this one, the next one.
I got you. I was gonna go there anyways. So much of food places, but yeah, man, I'm in a dry spell.
Man,
I'm in a Sahara Desert over here.
Go to this place right here.
I don't think we're dressed for that place. I think it's a dress code. It's like a legitimate, like, hey, you gotta try to look good if you're gonna be in this, trying to hit on these 35-year-old ladies.
You want these MILFs? these cougar-ass cougars.
These cougar-ass cougars. That's awesome.
Dude, I'm fucking on it today, man.
I was like, I had some other topics, but I can't grab my phone and drive at the same time, so you're going to have to carry this podcast up.
I got it. I'm fucking on it today. I'm fucking fire. No, we're talking about hoes right now, so that brings me to our first topic I had, which, oddly enough, I didn't get to last week. Hey, man, what makes it a date? Like,
what makes it a date?
Yeah, like when you're out with a nice lady,
right?
You know, you didn't pay for her services.
You didn't pay for her night services?
No.
Okay.
You didn't pay for a little mop top.
Little mop top. There you go.
No, but like seriously, you went out together,
right?
You met up somewhere, maybe you picked her up from her house. I don't know. However, the young folks get together now. I'm assuming Tinder. I don't know. That's how you do it. I don't know. I don't know what you young people do. Besides ass to mouth, I don't know.
Wow.
Like, you know, what qualifies that as a date?
I think if you go up to a chick and you're like, hey, I think we should spend some time. I think, I don't know, man. I think you just got to clarify and say, look, let's go on a date. Mm-hmm. Trying to take you out, trying to get to know you better. And I have good intentions in mind, but they're also all doors lead to sexual stuff. So just letting you know what's up.
Yeah.
Should we ask this hobo lady what her thoughts are?
I'm like, why are your clothes better than mine?
Dude, yeah, anyways, go ahead.
So you don't think there's like one thing that makes it?
I mean, I think you have to...
Sometimes you don't clarify. You're like, just be like, hey, we should go hang out sometime.
I think it happens a lot, right? I think you hear stories all the time of people going on dates and then the girl or the guy being like, whoa, that's a date? I thought we were just hanging out.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be one of two people in life. You're going to be the type of person that goes with the flow and you're just kind of like, yeah, I think this is a date. And you just let it go and see how the night plays out. Or you're the type of person that's going to be very blunt and go up to the chick and be like, yo, or dude, whatever you're into, and be like, hey, is this a date? Like, I wanted to go on a date with you. Is this what this is? Or do I need to turn up a notch? Or just go up to people randomly. Like, when you go up to people, just be like, hey, let's go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take you out some coffee, some fucking drinks, some food, some maybe nightcap at your place. You know, whatever you're into. You mm-hmm. know? But I'm also a very, very blunt fucking person. Like, I'm in your fucking face the way mm-hmm. I do things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I try to be very blunt. Yeah. But you might not be the kind of person that's very blunt. You might just have to kind of let it play out and feel it out, which I never like that fucking phrase, feel it out, because I think it's a bunch of bullshit. Like, too many scenarios. What is that story you want to go to?
No, keep going.
There's too many scenarios that occur that you will, like, think you're on a date, and then you don't ever make something of a physical move, because I feel like that's a very huge key indicator, physical moves. There it is. And so nobody makes a physical move, and at the end of the day, like, the chick, like, you don't go for a kiss or touch her or hug her or like whatever the physical thing is that you got going on, and at the very end, like, she's like, oh, thanks, I had a lot of fun, we should hang out again sometime, like, and you get that text message, that's mm-hmm. when your fucking balls just go up in your stomach and you're like, fuck, I am might be in the friend zone now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. You gotta clarify it, dog. And I think you should definitely make some, like, physical contact. Like, if you're having dinner or some shit, and it's some, like, a real formal dinner, or maybe it doesn't even have to be formal dinner. Like, let's say you're in a, like, Culver's or some shit, and you kind of, like, you know, touch hand, like, try to touch her hand, or try to touch her lap. If this is a first date, don't go with the lap. That's kind of creepy. But, like, you know, go touch her hand or something, and she kind of, like, whips it away. Okay, it might not be a date mm-hmm. in her eyes. See, that's the problem. The problem is that there's two people involved, so both people have to be on the same page, and people suck at communication. So you both got to be... That's why I just prefer to be blunt.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me, though. But what constitutes it as a date? I think you got to... I don't know, man. I feel like you got to break that barrier of it.
See, man, that's why I asked the question. Fucking lot of possibilities to it.
There is a lot of possibilities to it. I just feel like you got to break that.
And I, what the fuck is everybody doing?
I don't know, man. People fucking.
What the fuck is everybody doing?
Because that guy's in the wrong way. This is all turning lanes, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
People just saw him. We almost got in a car crash. Anyways. I think people just end up being very confused when you kind of clear it up. And I think the problem is, like, if you're interested in a chick and you guys were friends already, it's going to be complicated, because then she's like, she might assume that you're going to get together as friends. And that if that's not your intention, you got to be very clear about that. Maybe that's the way to go. My suggestion, though, after thinking about it for about a minute and 25 seconds, is that if you're already friends with this person, you need to,
hey.
Too young, dog. She is way too young for you.
No, she's not. She has a job.
Wow. You know, fucking people can get jobs like at 16,
vet.
Right?
She works at Pittsburgh. She's like a vet.
How do you know she's a vet?
She's a dog.
What the fuck? You're fucking full of shit. Anyways, okay, maybe this is the way to go. If, dude, I would not eat this Wendy's. It's half broken down.
Dude, it's open during remodel.
Fuck that shit.
Motherfucker, pick one side, old ass lady.
Dude, old people are terrible drivers. I think if you're friends
mm-hmm.
first, you gotta then be very, very blunt.
Let that thing walk away.
Wow. I think if you're friends first, you got to be very, very blunt as to what your intentions are. That's my tip.
Yeah.
If you're a straight, like if you guys are strangers, then
it's probably a little easier, right?
Yeah. If you come up to her and you're like, "Yo, I think you're attractive. Let's go on a date. Let me take you out. Let me buy you some drinks. Let me have some coffee with you or some shit. Let me get to know you better." Whatever your options are, I think it's a lot easier if you're a stranger, because then the girl will automatically assume, in my eyes, quotes, end quote, that it's intentionally a date. Versus if you're friends first and you're like, "Hey, we should go out and grab some coffee," she's going to assume, "Hey, we're friends already. Friends just go hang out with other friends."
Mm-hmm.
So you, as the friend zone guy, have to now try to break past the friend zone, which is fucking hard.
That's a fucking deep climb, man.
Yeah, man. So you gotta be like, "Yo, I think you're attractive. I think we could work out. I think we should be more of the friends. Let me take you on a date." You're going to have to go that blunt. You're going to have to go that blunt.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's on my shirt.
I completely agree with you with the bluntness. I think that might be the way to go. See, for me too, if I'm not...
That way there's no fucking confusion.
See, and for me, because you're right, there's always going to be confusion. And like I said, there's always a thousand ways to go. Thousand ways to look at this,
right?
Probably. For me also, I think if I'm paying and she's just letting me pay automatically, I'm thinking that we're...
It's a date?
Yeah, we might be on the same page.
That's not going to be the case though.
Maybe.
But because they
sometimes.
Are, because in my experience, I've met women who, and don't get me wrong, women. I know some women right now are going to be rolling their fucking eyes, angry as me.
Hey, well, you got a whole email to send it to.
I've met women.
MondaysMailSack@gmail.com.
Yeah, link below. So, okay.
Fill up our sack.
I've met women who take advantage of men. And just go on dates because they know they're going to get free dinners coffee or blah, blah, blah. With that being said, though, I also have met women who... This guy's going to hit me. I've also met women who want to pay for shit and will go half on stuff. And that's always great. And I think you need... See, man, this is why I always default to bluntness. Because if you're... That could be a date, too. And women could do that whole want to go Dutch thing where... There's no ties, there's no strings attached, so you each pay for your shit, which works out. I still think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, what you need to do is you do need to be fucking blunt.
Blunt about it.
Yeah, man.
Blunt might be the key.
I think you need to go up to the chick. If you're friends, you need to make it very clear. If you're just strangers, then it's a little easier, because then she's going to assume you're interested in her versus... a friend thinking you just want to spend time with them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep. There you go, man. We cover some fucking ground, yo.
Yeah, man. All right, so I have a random question for you.
What?
What the fuck is this weirdo doing next to me?
Fucking
just jerking off?
Jerking off. Hey, well, if women, you got any fucking comments on that, you know where to find us.
Yeah, email down below.
Email down below. Get on it.
Okay, so I have a question, because you've worked in the past with... with special people. Special...
I think I still do that now, in fact.
Right. Well, I didn't want to say anything. You have experience working with people with... What's the politically correct way of fucking saying this?
Mental retardations.
Sure.
Special needs. Intellectual disabilities.
Yeah, all the above. And so, if...
Chicks are like, "Whoa, he knows things?"
Yeah. We still talk about candy cane and he up in his bitch.
He knows verbiage with more than two syllables?
Yeah.
Other hoes are like, "What's a syllable?"
All right. So do you excuse...
No.
Rudeness...
Nope.
..from a person that's special?
Nope.
Do you give them a pass?
Nope.
So let me give you a reason.
Absolutely not.
Let me give you an example. I work with a dude, and I don't necessarily work with him. I just casually see him, and every once in a while I come across him. But I see him probably on a daily basis when I'm at work. I work with this dude. And if you would ever meet this dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, he's a normal fucking dude. But apparently, he went through some shit and something happened to him or whatever. And now he's like technically disabled. I don't know, man. I don't know exactly. I don't want to ask either. And I don't want to inquire further. But something's wrong with this guy, right? Let's just put it that way. But this guy's fucking rude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, passive-aggressive, kind of cunty.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you give that guy a pass because of his special needs situation?
Uh-uh.
No? You think you treat that guy like a normal?
I treat it
all... That's a fucking way of phrasing it.
I treat all my students just like they're anybody else, regardless of disability.
So what
just
about...
because you have a disability doesn't mean you have to be a cunt.
So I agree with you on that, I suppose. So, but what about in physical altercations? Do you still play by the same rules?
You're going to get these hands no matter what the fuck you're in. You're in a wheelchair. You're in a tricycle. You're on one of those little scooters that you put your leg on and you're moving.
You're gonna fucking kick a dude, crutch. Right?
You're one of those fucking, what is it, AT-ATs from Star Wars. I don't give a fuck what you're in. You're going to catch these hands.
That's fucking hilarious.
I told all the normal students, too. I go, for some reason or another, little fucker. I use little fucker too. Don't think I didn't. Must have got me confused if you didn't think I used little fucker. Especially back at the old school when I was teaching the 8th graders, the gen ed. I was like, look, little fuckers. I'm like, when I'm breaking up your fights, that's all good because you guys fight about bullshit. I'm not about that bullshit. So if you throw a punch and it hits me, you're going to catch this hand in your neck. They're like, really? I'm like, full clip in your neck. So you know who the fuck just hit you. Like, you're gonna get fired. I'm like, yeah, you're gonna know who the fuck punched you too. So you're gonna catch his hands. That goes for all the little special children too, all limping around, all special shit. Catch his hands all day long.
Yeah, man. I just wonder, because like that dude is passive aggressive annoying, and I'm like, maybe I should give this guy a pass because he's like, you know.
Nope, that's how the world became all pussified right there. Because we're just like, oh, he's different. We got to treat him different. No, he's wrong.
I guess you might have a point because special people never want not an exception. Special people never want to be treated differently, right? Like, they always want to be treated like normal people.
Yeah, that's what we did.
It sounds so bad when you say normal people.
No, well, at the adult job, too, we were like, no. Like, we sent the kids into the special ed kids into the gen ed classes. And we're like, look, I'm like, you better not act fucking crazy in there. My boss, too, was like, you better not act crazy in there. He's like, you better not act crazy in there. We'll send Mr. Rubin in there. He'll pull you out of there. And, like, he's going to be nice to you when you're in there. But once you get back over here, we're going to put the shit on you, little fucker. I just patting him on the head like we're nice. And I would go in there, too. I'm like, oh, you're having a tough day. Having a tough day, little Miguel. Oh, that's nice. I'm like, come with me. And they're all scared.
At people's elbow.
Yeah, they're all scared. They're like, oh, you're going to take him out? I'm like, yes, I am. He's having a tough time. They're all there, want to go. I'm like, oh, look, see, he doesn't
want to
go.
You're like those dudes you never want to work at a fucking old people home because you're going to be a video of you just beating up an old person.
Video? I'm going to be filming the video. I'm like, this old motherfucker. No. But yeah, no. And then I'd be like, no, you don't have an excuse. No excuse. You got to treat them all the same.
Because
then
right.
If you start treating everybody different, then where does that stop? Like, where does that stop? That's how racism starts. You're treating people different. That's what racism is.
I guess.
Look it up. Definitions.
Anyways.
This area is popping off.
Dude, this area is way too busy. I'm getting nervous just parked here. Let's go run this errand and then we'll come back.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's energy wasted.
Yeah, man. So tell the people. So we're just, I mean, you guys are going to notice there's a little difference in the podcast. So we went to go play some video games, and I know all you ladies listening to the podcast are rolling your eyes, and don't skip this because there's some funny shit we're about to tell you. Because I know all y'all skip this. By the way, we parked way the fuck in the middle of nowhere, and it's dark out.
Dude, everything.
And there's a car right here where there's a couple. I can tell it's two people in there, and it's dark. There's no movement. There's no cell phones. Nah, man, someone's getting their dome waxed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, getting that mop top.
Someone's getting that their hood waxed and polished. You know what
getting
I'm saying?
That, yeah, getting that knob, getting that knob polished, man.
Someone's getting that mean mad head game going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
But tell them about this younger couple that's over here.
So we're walking out here. First thing, this place needs to put the fucking AC on. It's too hot in there. Second thing, this younger couple, as we're walking out.
To our car.
To our car. They're out here in their car. Fucking, they got, I hope they have the AC on.
No, they did, because the car was running.
Car's running.
Hard.
Yeah, and the car is about to blow up, so they need to get the move on quickly. They had the headlights on, all the lights on, and we walked by them, and the girl had a smile on her face, kind of like embarrassed a bit, and the dude was like leaned over like really close into the passenger seat, and it basically looked like he was saying, "Hey, just put the tip in your mouth. Just
come on, babe. Just
a little bit.
Just warming it up. Just let it. Just hold it there for a second. Just
look.
Just the tip. I'm not even telling you to do the shaft or anything.
Yeah,
just the tip.
Just the helmet.
Just lick it like a lollipop, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Just put it in there. See how you like it.
My tip is warm. Just keep it warm.
Warm. You like warm stuff. No, you don't want to go for it. All right, let me put a few fingers in there.
Dude, he was trying hard.
And he was.
All right, bro tip number one, dog, if you ever, mystery guy who may never listen to this fucking podcast, don't park in the front of the fucking establishment.
He was pretty
close.
And
trying to get fucking blown. Like, he's through major traffic area. People are going to, there's cars parked all around him.
Yeah,
there's people going to go past him to get to their cars.
There was a minivan right by him.
Yeah, man, don't park right. It's like you park in the front of a fucking McDonald's to expect to get blown. Your girl's not gonna want to blow you in the middle of a public area.
Yeah,
like
she had, because
unless she's a freak.
The windows were not tinted. You see very clearly in there. So
because there are freaks that are into that, by the way. There are girls who would be like, I don't care if anybody sees it. They get off on it.
Yeah, I've seen that on CrockTube.
Seen it, son. No, I won't go into
it. Like,
I've experienced it, son.
I plowed this hoe at Kohl's in the kids' apartment.
No, actually, one time, I won't tell the story. Because
reasons.
Because reasons. By the way, fucking all the females in this fucking podcast are now like, what the fuck? That's why we listen to this podcast.
Okay,
tell us that story.
Getting the predator mouth right. They're like, go ahead.
Predator mouth, that's bad. Getting that pen cap ready,
yeah.
Right, ladies?
Getting the glue stick out.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't. In my office building, I don't even use glue. I have this here for a reason.
Oh, I mail nothing ever.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, there you go. But he was trying hard. He was.
Yeah,
she was just embarrassed.
For that guy, because she's not going to do it.
No,
plus, secondly,
no.
It's like, yo, dog, nobody wants to see your dick just fucking right here in front of everybody who's walking by, man. Go out there and be courteous of not just the female that you're with. You know?
Everybody else.
Everybody else, dog.
Nobody
wants
to
see
it.
Nobody wants to see your O face and shit.
No. It's like, oh, your mouth is so warm. Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's what I was looking for.
That's
all right,
let's
go to Culver's.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, man, I thought that shit
was
hilarious.
He needs to be like the people way out there. These other people are way the fuck out there. Window tint was dark as fuck.
Yeah.
He could have been murdering her, like, not with dick, just with, like, knives.
I was gonna say, he was murdering her face, you know what I'm saying?
No, he could have been murdering her with, like, weapons or whatever, axes. We wouldn't have been, no, we've been like, oh, man, he's just getting blown. That's good on him. That's how dark your window tint needs to be. You're trying to get blown.
Yeah, that's one hundo.
Mm-hmm.
One hundo tape right there.
Hey, man.
So, yeah. So, we went to go play some video games for a while. And you almost had a streak like I had last time. I had a slightly better streak. I don't want to stroke my dick on podcast, but I will.
I have to confirm that.
You should. You should fucking confirm it. I didn't want to pop in there because I didn't want to be like, the master has arrived. But I let you play your game. But you were playing against this couple. I believe it was a couple.
Yeah.
Even though that dude seemed like he might have been in the friend zone.
He was taking orders.
He was taking orders.
She
like,
was.
Yeah,
she
man.
Was like, oh, we're going to play again.
She was a bossy
chick.
Like, I was like, are you playing with his money or with your money?
No,
not
she,
that it matters.
No, she had the card. She was holding the card. She was giving it back to him.
Maybe she was paying, dog. Maybe she had the money and he was like,
hey.
No,
hey,
I had the money.
There we go. Back to the original topic that we started a couple hours ago. You know, you gotta figure out where you're extending. But anyways, tell more.
So there, you were playing with them, and I had already decided to take a break because I had been playing for like freaking hour on that game, holding it down like a boss. Anyways, enough about me. So then I popped off, and you sort of like, oh, I'm going to keep playing. And I was like, I'm going to stretch my legs because I have no blood in my legs. And then this couple, young couple, by the way, what'd you think? They're 16-ish?
They could not be more older than 18.
they were, yeah, give or take, yeah, somewhere around that area, 16, 18-ish. Does it, do you want to mention they're a biracial couple? Does it matter?
No, no, man. We live in that Avatar future.
Doesn't matter, right?
That dude from Linkin Park died for us.
Mocha babies. Well, yeah. You know what I thought was funny? I mean, this is totally me talking on stereotypes, but the black dude was a super quiet, like, kind of nice guy.
Wow.
Right? No, wow. Usually, right? And then the white chick was super loud. I was like, huh, this is a new dynamic.
Man,
good for them.
And all kinds of white chicks super loud.
Really?
Yeah. That's why you want to slap him. You're like, shut the fuck up.
So anyways, so they were going at it. And that girl, was, like you said, she was barking commands. She was like, we're playing again. She's like, I almost won. Like, she was kind of throwing jokes out there. I was even laughing at them. They were kind of funny.
Yeah, I told her a few times. I'm like, my car's faster, you know. She's like, what? I'm like, nothing. I didn't say anything.
So it was hilarious, though. But I think, dude, I think that dude was in the friend zone.
The only thing
she did that tells me that they were together was that she kind of, I think, took a snap of him or something, or an Insta story or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. Not once was he like slapping her ass or you know, doing any of the savage shit I would normally do. Hey, dude,
like,
that's how
normally
I roll.
After I win on a game, I just bend over the chick right there on the chair and just fucking slap her ass. Let everybody
know. I would have said some dumb shit through the game, and I would have been like, yo, if I win, though.
Gotta give me roadhead.
It depends how comfortable I am with the chick. If I'm super comfortable with the chick.
Yeah, like, if it's the first date and I paid, roadhead.
No. If I'm super comfortable with the chick and she could take a joke, I would say some shit like that. And then see how she responds. But
like, if we went to Red Lobster, roadhead.
Jeez, son. So anyways,
if we went to McDonald's, she just
anything
fine.
Above the dollar menu, yeah. Roadhead.
Roadhead.
No.
Dollar menu, handy.
There you go. I'm all roadhead with the condom. Anyways, so it was just hilarious because she was calling the shots, but I still think that dude was in the friend zone. I felt
Might
bad
been.
For him. I almost wanted to go to his seat, and I'm like, hey, yo, are you together? Let me give you a tip.
I'm like, look, to get out of the friend zone, you got to slap her ass real hard. Let her know what's up.
No, see, in the beginning, what you got to do is just to be playful. As long as you got that chemistry, just give a little gentle tap in the ass while you're walking in the hallways or something. Just be like, yay. You know what I mean? Because a gentle tap in the ass definitely tells her that this is not a friend hangout thing. This is a date. But I think you should already know that, you know, it's a little more than just friends hanging out if you're going to go for the ass slap, too. So
yeah, you should probably
also
ask.
Be aware of that. It's a fine line, man. It's a fine line. But if there is interest there, then definitely go for the ass slap and just be a little cheeky, little kind of like wink. I won that, so that was my prize. What?
Damn.
And why by I won that, I mean like won the game.
Like,
right?
Conan the Barbarian.
Like, yeah. Some girls like that, dog. Like to conquer. You know what I'm saying? Like to conquer that.
Insert whatever you want.
Insert right whatever. There. Yeah, there you go, ladies. Insert whatever you want. And whatever came to mind first tells you that your level
like
of
cat emoji.
Your
peach
level
emoji.
Of dirtiness. Promiscuity? Not promiscuity. Like sexuality, maybe? Whatever. You get what I'm saying. So that was kind of cool. You kind of ran the gambit for those with those people for a while. Dude, I wish I would have popped in just to get some stars on my car, but I don't want to be braggadocious. I did pretty good with my car today.
Yeah, man. The handicap on that game was killing me, man. Killing me.
Because you wanted to be able to, like, destroy people.
Yeah.
You should have told them to put their brake on.
No, I mean, I didn't want to destroy their dream. She was so happy. He was trying so hard. You
dude,
know.
His car. Anyways, I won't get into it because I know you guys don't give a shit on the podcast. But, yeah, that was fun. It was cool. I mean, there's a lot of. I will say though, man. I mean, these kids in high school do not look like the girls in my high school or the guys in my high school did. Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe the guys did. Because you know, guys look in that age like borderline pubescent, borderline non-pubescent. Like some of them look like they're hitting puberty. Some of them looks like they did not. But some of the girls now, I'm just like, dude, what the. You got a dad around? Because I would not let you walk out the door like that.
Hey, freeway's closed.
Oh, man. We're definitely going to do a full podcast. Anyways, so
fucked. That car is fucked up.
Yeah, it is. Got rear-ended. So it was fun, though, man.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's kind of cool seeing the little couple. I almost wanted to ask him, like, yo, dog, is this a date? You need to work harder, dog. You're not working this out very well.
I'm like, look, you're too shy.
Yeah, about that he was bullshit. Really quiet, man. You need to be a little bit more like, hey, 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 hey. Are we on a date? What's going on here, man? It's like 14 million cars.
Because they're going to close everything. It takes that many people to close it.
But why is everybody slowing down? Anyways.
Don't fucks. Because this dude's trying to get hit you again.
Trying to total this car up.
Maybe not going to close right now. So why the fuck is everybody...
I don't know, man.
Anyways.
So what else you got, dog? Yeah, what else you got for the podcast listeners?
Man. Let's see.
Didn't you have a fucking list of shit?
I did. It's in my fucking pocket, though.
Whoa. It's like pieces of wood on the fucking freeway. It's like getting hit. It's like I'm playing the game all over again.
Yeah. Jeez. Fuck, who needs a list when you just run over a random shit on the freeway?
No kidding.
Anyways. Oh, man, we saw that guy at QT earlier. We're putting gas.
What guy?
The germaphobe dude.
Oh, yeah. So tell him what you saw.
So we were putting gas before our little adventure here. And so, you know, you're like, oh, well, yeah, you see people putting gas all the time. That's not weird. This guy was a little weird. So he gets out of his car and he grabs a paper towel and then he grabs the gas handle with the said paper towel. He wraps it around there and then he proceeds to put gas. And I don't even think he grabbed like his gas cap either. I think he used the paper towel to undo that too.
Yeah. He used the paper towel to undo his gas cap and then used the same paper towel to grab the pump.
Mm-hmm.
And put the pump in. And he didn't even touch the button.
No, he didn't touch the button. He used the gas pump.
The gas pump to press the octane or whatever.
Yeah, to press the button too. And I was like, okay.
Like, this guy's weird. Or maybe I gave him the benefit of the doubt at first. I'm like, hey, maybe he like doesn't want to get gas on his hands so his hands don't smell like gas the rest of the day or something. Like he's not going to wash his hands the rest of the day.
I was like, okay, so he's going to go keep his fingers warm at his girl's place. Okay. That's all right.
Okay, I get that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that. And so I go, okay, he's obviously never lifted anything heavy in his life, and he's never known any sort of struggle. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I understand that. That happens. Okay, mad props to him for having that. All right. So the next thing is he decides to clean his windows. You know, with the thing that they have there at the...
Yeah, a little squeegee thing.
Yeah, a little squeegee thing. Like hobos used to clean your windows. So, well, I'm giving a visual. So you know what I'm talking about.
All right, I got it.
So he uses that thing. So he grabs another paper towel and grabs the squeegee. And then he grabs another paper towel, you know, to clean the window too. So he's using a paper towel, one now wrapped around the gas pump, and now another one that he's using for the squeegee. I'm like, the fuck? But my thing was like, okay, if you're a germaphobe or whatever, why would you bother cleaning the window? Like you see my point right there? It's like, yeah. I already know I don't want germs, so why am I going to touch something that has germs again?
I thought that whole thing was weird, man. Like, maybe, I don't know. I've never been that crazy about stuff. Like, if I'm going to go eat, I'm going to go wash my hands. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to just go pump gas and be like, well, let me get to eat this burger real quick with my hands.
I've done that before. I'm fine.
I mean, you'll be fine, but fuck that.
I mean, I don't make a habit of doing that. It's not like I'm like, oh, man, I just put gas in. Let me fucking eat this Taco Bell now. No, I mean.
With that said, though, I get your point, too, because there's been times where I've worked on my car. And, like, it's one of those nights where we're working all night on the fucking car. And then somebody gets pizza or some shit. And then it's just like, ah, fuck it. Let's just grab the pizza slice. I'm too exhausted to not eat. But that's very, very rare.
Hey, man. Like, back on when we were ruling the streets on Bell Road, which we might be again soon. Did we, like, was that, like, never a concern of ours, washing our hands?
I don't think so, man. I think we just freaking drive around all night, go to In-N-Out. Well, we go to In-N-Out and wash our hands if we were eating that late.
Yeah, but I mean, like a lot of times we were like at like the Sonics or at the Filiberto's or whatever, and we like sit on the ground or sit on other people's cars and just like meeting random people and shaking their hand, fucking grabbing chicks' asses, fucking touching other people's cars, you know. Keeping her fingers warm and girls, you know, whatever the night brought to us.
Dude, that's hilarious that you bring up the ruling of the streets. Anyways, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something else.
I was going to say, wow. No, because the story you brought up earlier actually happened in that area.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
You're like, so this one time.
This one time. Let me remember my past because I'm such a dry spell right now.
Yeah, like it was so good though because, man, she gave that mop top so good.
Well, this chick was a freak, all right? And I remember...
You're like, I don't remember. That's how good it was.
Have I told you this story?
My memory
so
out.
Like, so this chick was a freak and I remember I went up...
the story, yeah.
I went up, huh?
Yeah, you told me the story. You told everybody the story.
Oh, tell the story. What?
You literally told everybody the story.
I've not told everybody the story.
Yeah.
When have I told everybody the story?
You told Splinter Cell the story.
Well, Splinter Cell was in this fucking story.
Yeah.
I didn't have to tell him. He was part of the story.
Oh, yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't you tell everybody up there, too?
No, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell this podcasters, because I don't think I told this story in the podcast, right?
All
right. So anyways, long story short, back when we were rolling the streets, there was this girl I was talking to for a little bit. Very tiny bit, by the way. And I remember that...
Did you say you were talking to her for a very tiny bit, or she had a very tiny bit?
No, I was talking to her for a very tiny bit. So I remember I wanted to go up, because Splinter Cell had hit me up, and he's like, well, let's go cruising. And I was like, all right. But then this girl hit me up too, and I was like, And I was like, I don't want to let anybody down. So I'm going to be a gentleman, and I'm going to take her with me. So I'm like, all right. So at some point during this situation, you know, I came up. You know, things come up. Things happen. And she discussed.
She's like, I want that dick.
She discussed providing fellatio.
She's like, I need that dick.
And I was like, I'm trying to be a gentleman, and I cannot deny you something you want. So I'm going to be a gentleman and let you do what you got to do, right? So by this time, we were up in the north area. And so up there is a lot of like, there was like a little road that was literally in the desert. And it would wind up to a major highway. And I remember that Splinter Cell just took it. He was like hauling ass. Plus, he also went first because he had the nice paint job and he didn't want rocks and shit on his car. Totally don't blame him. And I went second. Well, the difficulty in getting fellatio while driving, the problem is that I had a manual car.
Right.
Right? And everything in that car was very compact. So while she was reaching over into the driver's side and, you know, hooking a brother up, I remember... I couldn't shift into another gear, so I had to stay in the gear I was in, and I was in a quite low gear. And I remember, like, Splinter Cell started pulling away from me. Like, he never pulled away from me. I drove faster than he did. And he started pulling away from me, and then I remember after the fact... anyway, so we kept on driving. I eventually caught up to him because he slowed down, and then... We met up, we went back to the normal busy area where all the cars used to kind of park and hang out and stuff. And I remember this chick was still kind of going to town. And I remember we were pulling into the, this freaking truck doesn't want me to pass, asshole. We were pulling into the busy area where all the car ricers were and stuff. And the car guys were all hanging out. And why don't you go mess with them, Challenger? Anyway, so we were pulling into that area, and then I remember just telling the girl, like, hey, we're about to, like, you know, park in this place. You might want to kind of stop. And she's just like, no, it's fine. And she just kept on going to town. And I was like, wow. And that's all I was thinking. I was like, wow. I was like, wow. There's all kinds of girls out there. she just kept going for a little bit until I parked, and then, you know, it wasn't a good idea to just keep going. A bunch of cars parking next to me, and it'd be like that guy at the fucking
what's up?
I'm like, what up, guys? I'm like, give me a second, this might be a bit. It's like nodding and pointing down, like, yeah,
hey,
you know what's up.
What's up?
So she
stopped. I'll be with you right now.
Give me a second, dog. Give me a second. Don't look at me. It's distracting me.
Don't look at me right now. I don't want to make it go small in her mouth.
His eye contact's gonna be weird if I just bust one and looking at you.
She's gonna be gay. I'm gonna be gay.
So anyways, so at some point she stopped. But I remember later on, like back in the day, after another day that we were hanging out, like not even the same day, I remember Splinter Cell was like, hey, what happened? Why'd you drop back? And I was like, oh, I was busy, dog. I was getting a blowjob. And he's like, he laughed. He's like, dude, I figured you never drop back like that. Because I literally was going like 20 miles an hour while he's just zooming by 60 miles an hour on that dirt road in the middle of nowhere.
That's funny. And that's also the day you're like, bitches can't make me bust from Dome.
That's
a myth.
That's a myth. That never happens.
That never happens.
Yo, back in the day, man, that didn't used to happen.
Yo, get the fuck out the car.
You fucking lied to me.
Basic.
You were at it for like 30 minutes and you lied to me.
Lies.
No, back lies. In the day, man. Back in the day, that was a truth in my world. Like, it was, you ain't gonna get nothing from me in the drive. I mean, you might have a little fun. Hopefully you have fun. I'm gonna have some fun. But no way.
Yo, you're gonna be walking with the limp the next day.
I'm like, your jaw's gonna need some ice. Some icy hot. You just rub some icy hot in the jaw.
Wow.
Yeah, man, that was, dude, one of these days I'm gonna regret telling all these stories on the podcast.
You're gonna run for Congress?
Run for Ograph office and shit.
They're like, did you know this Namekian Jonathan
has 100 hours of
him giving, just telling about his sex stories?
Dude, like, we did that math 100% wrong. 100, we said that last time around too. I just fucking caught it. It's not we have 100 episodes, but it's not like every episode is 100 minutes.
No.
100 hours. Wait, what?
No,
it is 100 hours. Because 100 episodes, 1 hour episodes. It is 100 hours, at least 100 hours.
No. Every.
I'm getting tired. Apparently, I can't make this math.
60 minutes is
that's an hour. Yeah. And we have 100 hour episodes, so we do have 100 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyways, we're getting tired. So, anyways, all I'm saying is, yeah, if I was ever run for office, man, they would have so much shit on me. I'm like, excuse me, did you know Jonathan was discussing candy caning? He defined candy caning as when you, and then he's gonna go into it. I'm gonna be like, oh, look, I did say it, but come on, did you not laugh at it when you first heard it?
I mean, like, second thing, if you want a shirt, you should email Monday's Mail Sack. I will send you a link for said shirt.
Yeah, man, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, shirt design for Smashing the V. I was super productive this week.
You were actually worked on a formal design?
I actually worked on a formal design.
Smashing the V.
Mr. Girl gave me, said that, and it was funny, so I'm like, I'm still awake. I'm a fucking, what the fuck is this to do?
Is this polishing the concrete or what?
He's polishing the concrete. The fuck?
Anyways.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty funny, so I was still awake, so I fucking, had some. It's pretty basic.
You jotted down your ideas.
Yeah, jotted down my ideas.
I need to work with
that. This dude's walking like he's the biggest motherfucker ever.
Yeah, he's like walking all stiff and shit. Like he's 6'3, 350 pounds.
Yeah, so that was I like that idea, so I'm working on one.
Dude, some of the most
degenerate right now it's a wrecking ball.
And, jeez.
Yeah.
Or you should put a Hulk just smashing the like a big old letter V.
Yeah, I got a few designs going, so we'll see. See what you like.
Anyways, all right, man. Well, I think that's the podcast. I think we gave these ladies and gentlemen a good solid podcast.
Yeah, man. I think we covered
all kinds of shit.
Covered some adult stuff. We covered some
weirdos. I gave you relationship advice. I feel like we're turning into a relationship podcast.
Hey,
telling
man.
People on dating,
education,
whether or not it's a date or not. You remember
where to get your road head from?
Yeah,
where to just get your head from?
Yeah,
how to get your head?
Yeah,
just put the tip in to begin with.
Yeah,
and then just lick it like a lollipop. Yeah, you know how to do it right.
Yeah, it's a lot of good shit on this podcast, you know.
Apparently John says put a condom on your dick and also get the roadhead.
That's if your girl's like, I will give you head, but I won't swallow. And then you're like, all right, well, I have these, and I'm going to be a gentleman, so I have these condoms that are even flavored. It's like strawberry condoms. And that way you don't have to worry about having to, like, swallow, you know.
You know, I know you don't want this daycare in your mouth, so.
I'm going to be a gentleman, and I brought this, and I know your favorite flavor is strawberry, so I got you some strawberry condoms.
Hoes love strawberry. Here you go.
Yeah. It's like a Skittle in your mouth. What? What?
Hoes are like, what's a daycare in your mouth?
DM Ruben 11. They'll tell you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We'll put all the links down for all the shit below. Remember, this week, once again, like every week, we're doing 3 throwback podcasts. Links down below for the link. So if you're listening to this, like, at your computer at work, you can click on this link and it'll give you, like, it'll send you to the webpage where these are loaded to. Or if you have iTunes, you just download them. Take them with you.
And you got to put the email address in there.
I'll put the email address. I'll put all our social media shit on it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Go check out a few of the other YouTube channels we also run. I run the Motivated Results channel, the Life Generals channel, which you're listening to now. I got other shit on this channel. And then Ruben's got a gaming channel that he hasn't updated in like 3 years.
Dude, I keep getting subscribers every day. I don't want to brag.
Whatever. About it. Anyways.
100,000 view videos, can't be wrong.
Shut the fuck up. Anyways, we'll see you guys next week.